Guys, welcome to video number 24 for the Canon EOS 500DT and IKS X3 tutorial videos. In this video I'm just going to lead up to doing some work on the video mode, and I just want to show the controls on the camera and the menu items for the video mode first. This granted isn't in high definition, but the Canon 500D does shoot video in high definition, and of course the subsequent videos for the video mode will be as a result in high definition as well. So the camera is currently in video mode, and when you look at the back of the camera it looks very very similar to when you use live view, where you would use the LCD screen to pre-focus, change exposure when you take a still life shot maybe, or a landscape shot using the back screen. Again, this screen shows 100% of what you're going to see within the frame. However, these two little black bars that you can see there, or grey bars, that's your the end of your field of view of what the camera's going to see, because the video is a different resolution and format in terms of the screen format, if you like, than when dealing with stills. So anything that you take below or above these little grey bars will not show up in the video frame when you're shooting. Okay, now we've got the grid lines on at the moment, which can help you compose a shot. Again, rule of thirds. That shows you that you're in video mode. Battery icon, ISO readout. That's the number of stills that you can take, not the number of videos. Your metering bar, the aperture, and the shutter speed. Now, one quick thing to note before we go into this, the Canon 500D is not a fully manual video camera. You cannot dial in the exposure yourself like you can on the 550D, 600, 67 or 5D Mark II. It's just not got that option on there. It's all very very automatic. You can kind of trick the camera, get it to meter from a different scene, something that's darker, brighter or a mid-tone, and then lock the exposure, but that I will show in a separate video for you. Okay. That tells you the picture format that you're shooting in, currently in RAW, and that will tell you the resolution that you're currently in. It's currently in 720p, so 1280 by 720, and that's the number of minutes left on recording video. That will depend on what memory card you've got, the size of memory card. For video you're going to need a Class 4 or faster. I do recommend Class 6 for doing video memory card, and you can record up to around about 12 minutes per clip, depending on the scene you are shooting and the lighting conditions as well, and camera settings that the camera has chosen. The reason why that time limit is there, it's not so much the time limit, it's because of a file size limit. You can record up to 4 GB per video file, and that's just a limit down with to do with the codec or the file system that's been used. It's the same across all the Canon cameras. There are some instances where you can get it to record longer. Again, it just depends on what the scene is that the camera's looking at, because of course it's recording different information, more data, less data, depending on the scene and detail that's in the scene in front of it. Okay, that's your white balance, currently set on auto white balance. We have the metering box in the middle there, your picture style, and the auto focus mode, which is AF quick or otherwise, and you can see it's just turned off on me, so we'll wake that up. It does that just to save power. So we'll have a quick look at these functions by pressing the set button. Auto white balance. Now to change this you use your front wheel, daylight white balance. There's nothing recording there at the moment, it's just looking at a white piece of paper, that's why that's orange. Shade, cloudy, tungsten, that looks about normal. White fluorescent, flash, and custom white balance, which I can't remember what I used last to set that, but it's very green. There we go. If we go up, we can change the picture style from standard, portrait, landscape, all through the picture styles, neutral, faithful, monochrome, user defined one. Now you may notice I've set up a custom profile on this using the picture style editor, which came with the Canon EOS software, and that's 500D flat video. So I've made it a flat profile, so I've got more room to edit video in terms of color correction in post-production. I'll do more on that later on. And then user defined 2 standard, and user defined 3 is by default standard as well. The autofocus modes, sorry, not the tripod there, You've got AF Quick, AF Live Mode, which is a little bit slower, and AF Live Mode with Smiley Face, which is just for face recognition. Never used it, and probably never will. Okay, I usually use AF Quick because it shows you the autofocus points. Now, when you do come to focus, you would focus using this button here. Okay. However, the camera is actually currently turned to manual focus at the moment. And that would actually lock in focus. It's not as quick as it would be normally in stills mode. So don't worry about it. But it will allow you to lock focus using autofocus. Now, regarding focus, the camera will not automatically focus continuously. It doesn't have that function. Not many DSLRs do, although I think Nikon have a couple out that do. It's all manual focus, so when you're moving around shooting video, if you're using especially wide open apertures, so it's in low light, shallow depth of field, you're going to be constantly adjusting the focus manually on the lens, but again, more on that soon. So we'll go into the menus now as well. So the video shooting menus, on the first tab we have remote control enabled. This is if you've got the Canon RC6 infrared remote control, so you can start and stop recording. I've just left it on enabled. Sound recording on or off. It records in mono sound. It doesn't have a stereo microphone and cannot take an external input on audio. You could, however, record your audio separately if you wish to. That's the menu where you can pick the autofocus modes. We've covered those. Movie recording size is either 720p, standard definition 640 480, and 1080p. Now, 30 frames a second there, 30 frames a second for 720p. This does depend on whether your camera is set for PAL or NTSC, so that's Europe or America. And the 1080p is 20 frames a second. Why they chose 20 frames a second, whether it's down to a limitation on the processor in the camera, I don't know. It's just a rather strange frame rate, really. But there you go. It's still usable, 1080p, if you're just sat doing a one-to-one interview, someone sat talking to the camera, but when you start to do a lot of movement, you can see that lower frame rate because it becomes quite stuttered. Okay, metering timer. Okay, 30 minutes. I usually leave mine on 30 minutes, so the meter's not going to change on me. You can set that accordingly. And the grid display, you can use a normal rule of third grid or a tighter grid, should you wish to. There, or turn it off completely. So we'll go into that. Now, that's your picture shooting quality. There you can choose RAW or JPEG. The autofocus be on or off. Release shutter without card. These are just basic shooting options for stills. And peripheral illumination correction. We've seen that before. It just stops or helps to combat vignetting in pictures. And you can do exposure compensation, custom white balance, change your picture style. And these are just image controls, which we've seen before in previous still shooting menus and modes, to rotate images, erase, print order, transfer order, and so forth there. Auto power off, that's all the same there. Okay, and the video system, you've got the language there, in PAL or NTSC, depending on whereabouts you're shooting or which region you would like to use your footage in. So, fairly basic. Not a whole load of options, really. That we can control in the video mode. You can add exposure compensation to make an image brighter or darker, but what it tends to favour is increasing the ISO to do so, or decreasing it. You can't really get it to set a specific aperture or shutter speed unless you try and fool the meter and lock the exposure. The button used to lock the exposure is the ISO button on top. You don't get to change that yourself, the camera decides it, so you hit the ISO button and then you get a little star there where it's locked the exposure. But I'll show you a trick in the upcoming videos on the video mode on how to trick the camera into metering an exposure that you want, lock it in, and then manually focus so you can shoot at that greater or shallower depth of field, or at least get the aperture and shutter speeds roughly where you want them to be. And so that's just been a quick introduction to the video mode, and more videos coming up on that in use. I need to figure out what I'm going to film. I'm by no means a filmmaker, so this should be fun. We'll see what we can do with the, yes, rather limited video mode on the 500D, but there are a few things you can do to get some decent video out of it. So thank you very much for watching. If you've got any comments, questions, stick them below, or send me an email and I'll see you guys in the next video.